silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the ancient chorus that hailed our Savior's birth.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Because he loved me so. He
before me, because he loved me so.
Merry Christmas from Holly Grove Lutheran Church. Thank you for joining us for this instrumental music celebration of Jesus' birthday. May the miracle of Christmas fill your heart with his gift of love.
From the prophet Isaiah, the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation. Thou hast increased its joy. They rejoice before thee as with joy at the harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, thou hast broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood, will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which shall come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Word of God for the people of God. Good evening. We welcome you as we gather online this year to celebrate our Savior's birth. The service is very different from what we normally do. We hope that you find within it meaning and joy for your season of celebration in 2020. I wanted to share a few thoughts this evening that seem to me to fit this year. They are created, really, when I read the words of an Advent song that we sometimes sing called Carol of Hope. Each winter, as the year grows older, we grow older too. The chill sets in a little colder. The verities we knew seem shaken and untrue. When race and class cry out for treason, when sirens call for war, they overshout the voice of reason and scream till we ignore all we held dear before. Yet I believe beyond believing that life can spring from death, that growth can flower from our grieving, that we can catch our breath and turn transfixed by faith. Those three verses seem to me to describe much of the world in which we live these days. So many things have been turned upside down. Difficulties in people's lives, personal and professional. People struggling to get by with lost jobs and even with lost businesses. With changes to the way we learn, the way our children are educated, the way we carry out our jobs in almost all cases. Those changes and losses can seem to overwhelm us, or at least they seem that way to me. And yet, Christmas comes. In the midst of all those changes and all those losses, the divisions that people create who try to separate us and divide us from one another, who seek to focus on our differences and not our commonalities. It seems to me the church needs to be sharing its voice especially clearly in these days. The voice that says we are one people in God's image. That we are one people loved by Christ. That we are one people created to serve our God and to love one another. Christmas, despite its changes this year, always carries that message that God so loved the world, he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. That only Son who came into a stable, born to a poor couple, forced by circumstances to be a long way from home. A young couple who trusted God, who sought to live out their life in a way that served God and made a difference in the world. That's God's call to each of us in the waters of baptism, when we gather to worship and to praise, when we share in the Holy Communion. One people created by God to share the good news of God's love and to live our lives according to God's will, following his command to love him and to love our neighbor. We are coming to a new year. We hope and pray that new year brings much joy. We hope and pray that the virus will be controlled by the vaccine and we can return to a more normal life. We hope and pray that people might recover their jobs and their employment, that those who are self-employed and work as farmers and other independent business people are able to recover and regain their livelihood, that our church might focus on reaching out to the world with the good news of Jesus. As a congregation, we have much to be hopeful for. We look forward to a new pastor who will come and bring the good news of Jesus by her life and her words and her witness. We will find new opportunities to serve and to reach out. We will have new opportunities to share the good news and help others come to Christ. We will have new opportunities, especially to nurture our children and youth and help them grow. The rules that have divided us for the last year will hopefully soon change, so that we might again spend time with one another in fellowship and worship, but also individually visiting with each other and spending time in our homes together. A new year always brings new opportunities. This year, it seems to me, it especially brings new hope for a new world. While things will never be exactly the same as they were, they will become new, and we will have new opportunities to witness to the good news of Jesus Christ. The last two verses of that hymn seem to me to be very good way to end this season and this year and look to the new. So even as the sun is turning to journey to the north, the living flame in secret burning can kindle on the earth. And bring God's love to birth. O Christ of ecstasy and sorrows, O Prince of peace and pain, brighten today's world by tomorrow's. Renew our lives again. Lord Jesus, come and reign. May we all say and pray, renew our lives again, Lord Jesus, come and reign. Wishing you a most blessed Christmas. In the name of Christ, amen. us pray. O come, let us adore Christ our Lord. Kneel before him with our prayers for the church, the world, and all those in need. O Word of God, enflesh yourself in your church. Let all its words and deeds reveal the living Word. Let the church be a star of hope burning in the world's darkness. By its deeds of mercy, draw many to kneel in awe and wonder before you, and thereby find life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O loveliest blooming rose, adorn the suffering of your persecuted followers with the beauty of your love. Be their refuge and Lord, gladden their hearts. Shine so brightly in their lives that others may turn to you in repentance and faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O mighty King and gentle friend, be all that and more to our congregation. Let us know, proclaim, and share with you as heaven's gift and treasure. Caress us with your blessing. Heal our hearts. Let all our words and deeds help others to love and praise you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Jesus, our Emmanuel, you lay your glory and power aside to come to us. Let that coming bring light and life to those who do not know you, to those who do not believe that you are God veiled in human flesh. Give them eyes to see your divine love and hearts to enthrone you as Lord, God, and King. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heaven-born Prince of Peace, reconcile all peoples and nations, all races and tribes, under your glorious rule. Guide and direct all those in positions of power, that they may seek to serve their people and uplift those in need who are suffering. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Savior, child of Mary, you felt our human woe. Lift up all those whose forms are bent low under life's crushing load. Bring healing, peace, and hope to all who suffer and all who mourn, even on this holy and joyful night. We pray most especially for the members, family, and friends of Holly Grove Lutheran Church, and for those whom we name now in our hearts or aloud. O Son of Righteousness, rise upon them with healing in your wings. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Savior, King of Glory, you have triumphed over our ancient foes, sin, evil, and death. Thank you for your love, which guarded, guided, and kept our loved ones in your care until their life's end. Bring us at length, when our days are done, to join them in your endless joy in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray with all the redeemed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Pray. On this day, O God, you gave us Christ the Son to save us. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end, as we share with others the joy that fills us through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may Christ, who by his incarnation has filled us with grace and truth, give you peace this Christmas and always. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, peace to God's people on earth. Go in peace to share the gift of Jesus. Thanks be to God.